We've been discussing a lot of regrets lately, what we shouldn't have, but we still do. Can you relate? It's this fear of never fulfilling God's purpose or plans for our lives. It's a fear of lack. I don't have enough time, resources. I don't have enough people to help. Or it's like over-planning something, obsessing on every little detail, trying to make it happen even before it even happens, or maybe it never will. Most of us, if we're honest, we've had the best intention but haven't known what to do with them because of the things we tell ourselves. We say we can't do it, there's no way, or maybe this isn't the right thing. How do I know if I'm doing the right thing? Well, the Lord calls us to rest in his finished work of the cross and trust him and his leading. However, resting and not worrying doesn't mean doing nothing at all. Ladies, we really need one another. Today, the Lord reminded me of the value of friendship. Women used to talk, pray together, be able to trust one another with their most sacred emotions. Why did we stop? I used to have routine fellowship through prayer with others, but there are seasons when it doesn't occur as much. So sometimes I have the blessing of friends I can process life with, and other times I don't. But we always have the Holy Spirit. He's our first go-to. He's our standby. If we believe, the Lord wants us to be interdependent. He wants us to learn together, grow together, to make the mistakes together and uplift and make changes and process together. I really believe he wants us to stand in faith on his promises. So whatever it is today he puts before us, there's enough grace for it to accomplish it. With the people in our lives that we love, we need to tend the dreams that we are walking out with a God, with his purpose in mind, knowing and loving God and others. Whatever we need, he will provide.